You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I am your host, Tracy Ross. I'm joined on the phone now by PJ Woodside. PJ has a brand new horror movie called Lucid that is going to debut on Friday, and it's going to be in Madisonville at the Ballard Convention Center. PJ, thanks so much for taking the time to be on Sounds Good today.
No, thanks for having me.
Well, I went over to the Big Biting Pig Productions website, and if I was not already familiar with your work from the titles of these, Hell is Full, The Creepy Doll, Goat Sucker, you get the idea that you don't make romantic comedies. So let me ask you, what is it that drew you to the horror genre?
Well, my short answer is my movie-making partner. He's the one who really likes horror. And got me on board early on in the process, really before even our first movie together. He had me doing editing for a horror movie. And I found that I like the genre for a lot of reasons, one being that it expresses the darker side of things, but sometimes it's a relief sort of to be able to express those things.
It looks like you've released, is Lucid your seventh full-length film?
Yes, it is.
Well, let me ask you, for the first half dozen or so, people talk about shoestring budgets, and I've been around several filmmakers who have made movies on shoestring budgets, but what are we talking about here money-wise for these films, and what kind of success have you had so far from them?
Well, we try to not talk budget too much, but we're under, we're what they call a micro-budget. We're under $10,000. Our next movie will go over that. But we were very much a shoestring budget. We had a lot of volunteer, but it's people who are very interested in getting experience. And one reason why we attract people to help us is because we do have a good follow through. We actually produce a movie a year and have, gotten awards. We are an award-winning company, and every year we get more awards and are recognized by more reviewers and magazines, and so we are just really making a name for ourselves.
So for basically the price of a snack tray at a major motion picture, you're actually producing the entire film. Do you have one in particular, a film that was your first big breakthrough? Was there a moment where you realized, wait a minute, we're actually going to make it in this business?
Hell is Full got a lot of acclaim for the writing, for the script, for being a different kind of zombie movie. I mean, we actually appeared in, I wish I had the list in front of me, but magazines that, one of the men's magazines, it was listed as one of the 66 top horror movies that you've never seen. I'm not thinking of the name of it right now. I should have written this all down ahead of time. But and then The Creepy Doll has done quite well. Spirit Stalkers last year has done. I mean, we've almost sold out our original stock of all those last three. And this one, Lucid, we were able to attract the attention of Bill Johnson to play a part in this one. And he played Leatherface in Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2 and agreed to be in it. And he's actually going to be at the premiere this Friday. He is coming in. He'll be there to sign autographs and all that. So that is really a great step up for us. And the next movie that we're doing, we are going to have a bigger, even bigger name involved. So that's still in the works. But
well, getting Bill Johnson, I mean, he's one of the holy grails as far as horror movies and actors and roles. Texas Chainsaw Massacre is kind of one of the Rosetta Stones for how to make a horror film. So just let me ask you briefly, how did it come about that you were able to get him to be in Lucid?
Well, we have been going to the Fright Night Film Festival. Ken Daniels manages that. And when we're there, we often run into, encounter celebrities. I mean, they have this fandom fest going on also now. So they have a lot of the Walking Dead people. And there's lots of people from various movies. And so we approached Ken Daniels and asked him if that was something that could be arranged, that we could, he does a little bit of agenting, and he gave us some options, and that was what we decided to go with.
Well, let's talk about Lucid. We obviously don't want to ruin anything for people who are going to see it, but just a brief synopsis of what your latest film is about.
Well, and I always say that Steve does the creepy and I do the crazy. We do horrors, but we also do psychological thrillers, and this is more of a psychological thriller, although it has, you know, a horror edge to it also. The main character is having dreams, and this is based on my own, some of my own experiences, although not as terrifying as hers, but she is having dreams that have become more disturbing, and she's had a boyfriend who's moved in recently, and she has dreams where she's, you know, harming him. She starts sleepwalking, and it just gets progressively worse. She wakes up doing things that she shouldn't be doing, and so she consults a famous sleep therapist known as the Sandman to try to make things better, and it actually makes things worse. And that's the point where I can't really tell you anymore, but it is definitely a wild ride, lots of surprises, kind of dark, not a family film, I would say, but not extreme. A lot of the horror stuff you'll see these days is extremely pornographic almost, you know. It's right. Not in that sense at all. We don't put in gore or language unless it's very appropriate for the scene. So we don't go overboard on that. We like to stress the character build up, the development of the story that makes you put yourself in the character's shoes so that you experience those scares because you care about that character, not because it's, you know, amazingly bloody on screen, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the world premiere. It's going to be Friday. It's in Madisonville at the Ballard Convention Center. What can people expect when they go to see the world premiere of Lucid?
Well, we've got two ticket levels, but no matter which ticket you get a DVD to take home with you. So that's the first thing. VIP time starts at 6 o'clock, and it's kind of like a pre-party. They're $20, and you get to meet Bill Johnson. Anybody can have him sign their stuff, but between 6 and 7:30, it's sort of like a pre-party. There's a red carpet outside. There's going to be food and drink for purchase. Bill Johnson will have a table set up where he'll be willing to sign DVDs and posters for free, but he'll also have some of his 8x10s that he'll sign. Or if people want to bring merchandise, if they have their Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2 DVD and they want him to sign it, they can do that for a fee. And so they can also save their seats, which is kind of important because, you know, it's nice to get closer up to see the movie, although it's a pretty huge screen that we've got. It's a 12 feet wide and 9 feet tall, I believe, and it sets up to almost 14 feet. So it's really going to be a great visual. The regular ticket prices are $15. And with that, you still get a free DVD. You still see the movie. You get to visit with everybody afterwards and get things signed afterwards. And that starts at 7:30. You can come in at 7:30, anytime after 7:30. The movie begins at 8:30. And that's all at the Ballard Convention Center, which is the fairgrounds, the Hopkins County Fairgrounds in Madisonville, Kentucky.
And again, that is Friday. Originally online it said Saturday, but it's Friday,
right.
And it's the world premiere. Well, let me ask you, PJ, what else are you involved in besides making films? I know that you're very active with the Glema Center, I believe.
Not as much anymore. They actually let my position go a couple of years ago, so I haven't been involved with them for a couple of years. But I am still at the college doing some adjunct English teaching. The other thing I'm doing is we have a sort of a sister business, which is called PJ's Productions, and we make commercials and book trailers. We have actually gotten into the book trailer, which is kind of like a movie trailer for a book.
Really?
For an author.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, really? Oh, no, they're all over the place. They're great for promoting your book or showing at a convention if you go to conventions with your book. Music videos. Music videos, we do those. I always have several projects going on at the same time. I'm doing a little bit for the city right now, and I do Big Brothers Big Sisters public service announcements. So that keeps me pretty busy.
It sounds like it, and you've got a big time planned Friday. PJ Woodside, thanks so much for being on Sounds Good today.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. Please come out. There is nothing like seeing a premiere live with people who were in it. It is an electric experience. So
Absolutely. Come out Friday. It is a Friday. The movie starts at 8:30, and I think 6 o'clock is when the VIP ticket holders can come in, and 7:30 will be for general ticket holders. It is Lucid, the world premiere Friday in Madisonville at the Ballard Convention Center. You're with Sounds Good on WKMS, Murray State's NPR station. We're online at WKMS.org.